Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands
where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. Unfortunately, tonight, my co-host, Miss 100%, will not be with us. But, as always, she's with us in spirit, having some health issues. So, if all y'all got some thoughts and prayers for her, shoot them out to Miss 100. Or you can just go to our Smooth Drama site, click on the link, and wish her well. So we encourage you to go and hook Miss 100% up with some positive Smooth Drama love and energy. In the meanwhile, if you want to call into the show, you can hit me up, 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. Also, I encourage you to go to the Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com, join our Yahoo group, talk to me on Twitter, talk to me on Facebook, talk to Miss 100% on Twitter and Facebook. I'm Smooth Drama. My yearbook tag, I'm Dick Hugger. Add me, I'll add you back, and we can talk a taste on it. In the meanwhile, we're going to do the show here. The show must go on. And speaking of the show going on, we have a theme where we talk about where reality should be fantasy instead of vice versa, instead of fantasy being reality. Case in point, when reality should be fantasy, as the fugitive on the run, the Washington man who is getting away from the police. But while he's doing it, this dummy is updating his Facebook. It's like, really, homie? I mean, like, yeah. You know, his homie is posting on his account, the cops all over you, and he's like, yeah, got away. Thanks, bro. Changing his status to single. I don't understand these dudes. I mean, is updating your Facebook more important than your freedom? When did I have to post on my Facebook become mandatory? I mean, I got to. Even running away from the cops, you're posting on your Facebook. This generation, y'all are not smart. Instead of smooth criminals, you are dumb criminals. In what world do we live in when that's cool? I don't know about anybody else, but I thought that was kind of crazy. I don't understand anybody. Just mandatory, I have to post. I just have to. And this has come from somebody, I love posting. I speak my mind in a minute, but if I'm running from the cops, the last thing I'm thinking about is going to a computer. That's just me. Another case of when reality should be fantasy. Unfortunately, there's I would say young man, but they're transsexual, and they were in jail in New Orleans, and they were raped. Well, they were allegedly, repeatedly raped, and is now HIV positive. And there's a the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're accusing the jail official of failing to protect a transsexual prisoner from being raped. The problem is, you know, when you go to jail, that's what they do, whether you're transsexual or not. And now, the transsexual individual, of course, is claiming, hey, I'm a woman. And in jail, that's kind of what the dudes want to hear. Now, and I ain't trying to be cruel and unusual, but if you don't want to get raped in jail, you probably don't want to go to jail. That's how it works in my logic. I don't know about anybody else's. You want to stay away from prison? Don't go. You don't want to get raped in jail? Don't go. You committed a crime? Go to jail. That's kind of what happens when you go to jail. I mean, getting raped isn't really that shocking, is it? I don't know. I don't mean to laugh, but I just think that, you know, it's unfortunate he's HIV positive. She's HIV positive. I don't know. At this point, I can't even, I refuse to argue the points here or there. Doesn't really matter. I hope you can get your life together. That's another case of when reality should be fantasy. I mean, you wanted to be a woman and you got to jail. Being a woman probably was a detriment. Another case where reality should definitely have been fantasy is when 25-year-old school teacher in Allentown, Pennsylvania, Timothy Mole, he's accused of offering good grades in exchange for a student's nude photos. I can see this in college. I guess if you're going to do it, the college professor, you got grown-ups that you're dealing with. I don't understand this at the elementary, high school level. And this goes back to what I've been saying for a long, long time now. If you're single, and if you're not single and you want to get some good loving, you need to hang out at the schools. I mean, these teachers, they are freaks. They looking for love in all the wrong places. And they need your help. If you listening out there and you in a drought, I suggest you head up elementary, volunteer, do a little volunteer work. Middle school, high school, teachers, they hurting. No adults is paying them no mind. So they doing stuff like offering young men and women great good grades for new photos. And this is not to make light of it. I mean, because he did do some abominable shit. Like, he sent text messages to the 16-year-old girl asking for naked photos, promising extra points to her class grades. Also was texting about sex and sexual positions and giving extra grade points if he was turned on. Now, for me, once again, as a college professor, I'm like, extra credit. Text me new pictures. Yeah. That's 5 points right there. But that's probably why I'm not a college professor, because I would have perverted the whole experience, your whole college experience. That, like I said, once again, that's where keeping it reality is closer to what should have been a fantasy. I mean, he should have, if anything, he should have just been masturbating if he's going to do it. Not that that's not sick, but I'm saying we'd rather these cats masturbate. You know, all these people that argue about porn and whatnot. Hey, I'd rather these cats masturbating over it than out there doing it. I think most of you will agree. But if you don't agree, then, hey, whatever. Something's wrong with you. And once again, young men and women out there, hang out at the schools. You want some good loving, not the students, but the teachers. The teachers are ready, willing, and able. You see all these stories? They're looking for it. I'm telling you, it's sitting right there, waiting on you. Are you smart enough to make it happen? The ball's in your court, single people. The school system is ripe for some no-nonsense loving. This is the Smooth Drama public service announcement, the Smooth Drama hookup. Hang out with teachers and get laid. Anyway. what shouldn't happen is, I'm from New Orleans. So I grew up in New Orleans, so I have a special affinity for New Orleans. So when I talk about this situation when reality should be fantasy, it is about the French Quarter. There's a New Orleans City Council member who agreed to change the rules when it comes to noise in the French Quarter. I guess the residents in the French Quarter, which is a big tourist stop, obviously. Everything goes on in the French Quarter, specifically Bourbon Street. I guess the residents there say they hear loud music being pumped from speakers, creating sound levels that some of the French Quarter say have gotten unbearable. It's a nuisance and it's harmful for everyone involved. And I'm like, yo, it was loud when you visited. It's the fucking French Quarters. When is there not noise in the French Quarters? On Bourbon Street. People, trust me. If you've ever been to New Orleans, you've ever been in the French Quarter on Bourbon Street, that's where the party is pumping. If you decide to move there, you can't complain about the noise at a tourist spot. Am I wrong here? Or do they expect the tourist spot that's been there for generations before you was even thought of walking around in your parents' nutsack or your father's nutsack? Now all of a sudden you move there and you're like, I need everyone to be quiet. It's, man, when reality should be fantasy. I'm sorry. If you want it quiet, move away from the French Quarter. Why would you move into the French Quarter and want it to be quiet? That's the dumbest shit that I've ever heard in my life. And I will never understand anybody that thinks keeping it quiet in the French Quarter is a good idea. At least I've never thought it was a good idea. Just like I didn't think it was a good idea. Well, I won't say I didn't think it was a good idea. I won't understand my main man, Lamar Odom. Talking about when reality should be fantasy. I mean, he's got the reality show with his wife. You know, got traded at his request from the Lakers. And now, come to find out, because he can't get his mind right, he's so hurt by not being in L.A. no more. And the change is too much. I got traded, and now I'm in Dallas. I'm playing for the defending champions. Oh, and I have a reality show, and I'm a rich guy. I mean, why would we feel sorry for Lamar Odom? Yeah, there's been tragedy, but tragedy happens to everybody. Yo ass. Anyway, weak-minded. The poster child for weak-minded. And I like Lamar Odom as a player, but I'm not understanding what the hell's going on in his mind. But hey, I guess it ain't for me to say. And on that note, I'm going to go on a break here. This is the Lynch Mob. Lord have mercy.
I don't know what's wrong with these children today.
I had a good ass kicking. What happened?
Apologize for the audio there. I guess Blog Talk technical difficulties beyond our control. Hopefully we can get that cleared up and we won't have to go through that again, because that was quite awful. Speaking of awful, I guess in Lubbock, Texas, there's a nude maid service that they say may be against the law. I guess there's a, it's called Lubbock Fantasy Maid Service. Been in business for about a month now, and they operate in and around the city. And I guess what they do is they clean up the house, and they can either wear racy clothes or be naked. And I guess people in Lubbock City, Texas, they have a problem with it, saying that service could be illegal. My thing is, who's reporting that as illegal? I'm assuming that if you hire them, you want them to be naked or half naked in the house. Now, to be fair, they come with security. So the security guard is there. They have a strict no-touch rule. So it's not like, you know, people are going in there and prostitutes show up at your house and they don't clean. They just walk around naked. No, they actually come and clean your house. They just are naked or in lingerie, depending on what you want. I don't see a problem. I'm like, so they going to clean up the house and turn me on at the same time? Ain't that every man's dream to have a clean house to be turned on? And to be fair, ladies, is that not your dream also? To have your house cleaned and be turned on? Because I don't know if they have it now, but I'll assume that if they offered where you as a female can get, whether it be women who come to your house and turn you on, or men turn you on. Hot guys come over to your house and clean up, and you get to watch them naked clean up. I'm trying to think where the problem is. And am I the only one that don't understand the problem? They clean your house, and you get turned on. I'm still waiting to hear the bad part. They clean your house and they turn you on. It's half naked hot women in your house. Hot woman, women, depending on what you can afford. But I'm assuming if you can afford to have maids at the spot, you got a little extra cash and you're good. Although, I can see having them come clean up over going out blowing your money in Vegas or crack or rim, whatever you got going on. I'm just saying, it's $100 an hour. You book two, it's $150 an hour. I'm like, where do I sign, champ? But of course, there are some people who make the whole moral argument. Oh my goodness, I can't believe that they're naked at the house. There are people who are going to be naked. Y'all need to bust a nut, really. Maybe you'll feel better about yourself. I don't know. That's just my... people are way too fired up about what's going on in everybody else's house. If you don't want the maid service, hey, here's a hint. Do not hire them. It's like prostitution. If you don't want prostitution, hey, all you have to do is not be a trick or raise people who want to be tricks. You know, I've said this before, and I will continue to say it. I think prostitution should be legalized like it is down in Nevada. I know there's pro and against, but I'm saying if it could be regulated and you can get people protected and make it safe, hey, because people are doing it anyway, better safe than not safe. And on top of it, you know, that's what they want to do. You can't stop folks from doing what they... You can't legislate morality. The more you try to legislate morality, the more you get these situations. And if somebody... I mean, like, guys want to go to strip club. We all know strip clubs exist because men want to see women. And just like there's a strip club for women, women want to see men. Once we get past that, everybody understand that's what that is. Hey, things would be easier. Now, as far as tricking goes, I don't understand tricking. I outlined earlier in the first segment, you know what? You just go hang out around the school, hook up with some teachers. Freakiest people on earth. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, speaking of craziness, Ozzie Guillen was suspended over making some Castro comments, saying he loves former Cuban leader Fidel Castro. Now, he apologized and said that, I was joking, I said it wrong. And I'm like, he didn't have to apologize. He shouldn't have had to apologize. If he loved Fidel Castro, he loved Fidel Castro. All the people down there in Miami, get over it. That was way back in the 60s. Y'all lost. You don't have your nightclubs no more. And people forget that, yeah, Castro led the revolution, but it wasn't like he was fucking Superman and killed all the troops by himself. He fought with an army, a Cuban army of dissidents who were upset and fed up with the Batista regime. Period. Not by himself. Because if him and Che Guevara would have been standing out there shooting bullets by themselves, they would have died. Instead, they had a whole bunch of people fighting with a cause because the Batista regime was as crooked as it gets. Hey, that's what it is. Crooked people got knocked out. Your side lost. So you were down with the crook that lost, so you're upset. Now, you're mad at Castro and what he did to Cuba. Hey, he didn't put the embargo up. United States did. I'm sorry. When does the will of the people, because if I'm not mistaken, the people rose up with Castro and threw out the old regime. If they didn't want him there, the people would rise up again and throw him, his brother, anybody else who supported him out. That's how that goes. Except for here in the United States, because we can hate all our politicians and still let them do whatever the hell. I'm just saying. Anyway. The fact that Ozzie Guillen here in America can say, hey, I love Fidel Castro. I like Fidel Castro. Hey, I read his book. It was cool. I'm not saying he said that. I'm just saying he said anything about Fidel Castro and now he's public enemy number one. What did he do? Wrong? What? Am I missing something? Anyway, he got suspended for 5 games. He lost money over saying he liked Fidel Castro. What's up with the freedom of speech? Here's what I'm talking about. You can't even say what the hell's on your mind without getting in trouble. What'd he do? Anybody who can point out to me what the hell Ozzie Guillen did wrong by saying, hey, I'm cool with Fidel Castro. I don't know. Even if now he's apologizing and saying, yeah, I didn't mean it like that, I said it wrong, he shouldn't have been in trouble in the first damn place. He just shouldn't. But that's me. They fought against oppression. Castro did. Now, whether he became oppressor or not, that's up for the people who live in Cuba to decide. Because, once again, they turned on Batista. Why wouldn't they turn on Castro? He's a man. He's not Superman. Doesn't have any superpowers. He's just a guy. Now, funny to me, the guy you should be talking about kicking out in ousting is Scott Walker, Republican governor in Wisconsin. Not because he's a Republican or a governor. The fact that he repealed the Wisconsin equal pay law. You know, there was a 2009 Equal Pay Enforcement Act, which was meant to deter employers from discriminating against certain groups by giving workers more avenues via which to press charges. It allowed individuals to plead their cases in less costly, more accessible state circuit court systems rather than in expensive federal courts. But the Senate in Wisconsin, they approved SB 202, which rolled back this provision. In February, the Assembly did the same. And so it was sent to Walker on the 29th of March, and he had 6 days to act on it, and of course he did. Bam! Equal pay law. Because, hey, if you work hard, you don't deserve equal pay. Think about that for a second. Outrage over Ozzie Guillen. All over the news because, oh, he's a sports figure. A guy who is against equal pay. Not on the news at all. I don't see the outrage everywhere. It's not even a big deal. Think about that for a second. I'm not for you getting as much as me. Now, if you walk up to the average person and say something like that, they're like, man, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, I'm a guarantee that I'm a guy and I tell a room full of women, hey, you know what? Check this out, Pippin. I don't think you deserve to get the same amount of money as me. That's just what it is, because I'm the man. You know what I'm saying? Woo. What's supposed to happen? Women in the uproar. It's supposed to be on, right? Is it on in Wisconsin? Nope. Not at all. Bad press for Scott Walker? Nope. He's cool people who should be recalled. Unless being recalled is only cool for people who do no wrong by the common man. You know, like, if you get your dick sucked, you should be recalled. But if you screw over people with laws that were designed to make things fair and equal, you're good. Thumbs up. High five. Fist bump. No. Anyway, y'all don't care about equality. You only care about being oppressed. Because oppression is cool, right? Or something like that. And speaking of oppression, some people may not understand this, but I look at this as oppression. The Texas Tech coach and her 7 chess masters who won their second straight national championship, they are not going to return to school at Texas Tech to defend their title. They'll be doing it at a different school. Now, peep what this happens. The entire team from Texas Tech, will transfer to Webster University, which is in St. Louis, and I guess it's the home to the World Chess Hall of Fame. Ooh, got to go there. Because the university promised more funding for the team and access to a new 6,000 square foot learning center in the city. Now, unlike the athletes who played college activities governed by the NCAA, chess players can transfer without sitting out for a year. Where do I begin? It's cool for them to transfer because I guess it's they're the smart people. So the NCAA is not gonna jump on this and say this is unfair. This is no good. I don't see how this is good. It should happen. Because if I'm a basketball player, my coach decides to leave, I can't leave and transfer with him. I have to sit out a year. Chess players can, though. I'm not feeling that. I'm sorry. That is inherently unfair. I'm not even going to say that it's racism, that the majority of the athletes who are black, Latino, whatever, poor, if you want to go class, that they can't transfer. They can't determine, they can't have self-determination as far as I want to go to this college, I want to go to that college. But the chess people can. You say it's no big deal? I say, look at it. Look at it through the eyes of fairness, what's fair and what's not fair. Yeah, I know life ain't fair, but still. And don't talk to me about student athletics and all this other stuff. It's about what's advantageous to certain individuals. That's what's going on. Nothing more, nothing less. And speaking of advantageous, big shout out to Bobby Petrino, who, if you don't know, Bobby Petrino is the former coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, who got into a little motorcycle accident with his girlfriend, or university female employee. They skidded off the road. He said he was concerned about protecting his family and keeping an inappropriate relationship from becoming public. Now, if you don't know the situation as far as Bobby Petrino goes, this is the man who, when Michael Vick was taken off the set in Atlanta, 13 games into the season, he was the coach of the Atlanta Falcons in the NFL. And he decided, I'm going to take the job in Arkansas. At the time, I'm like, he's a selfish bastard. Because he left a pro team. And a college team would take a selfish bastard like this who can leave a team in the lurch with 3 games left. No biggie. No biggie, because he was a winning coach. Look what they got now. Arkansas, big shout out to you. You're a first-class university who hires first-class people. Not. I hope you feel good. And now that they fired him, I hope the scandal's good for you and that you never recover as a football power. And that you're in last place forever, because you get what you pay for. You pay for an individual who sold out his team to come to your university, because you paid him to sell out. And now, when something bad like this, you're like, oh, Oh, it's such a shock. It's not a shock. You knew he wasn't shit when he signed there. Anyway, on that note, we gonna go on break here because I gotta get my mind right. That was just too funny to me. The fact that, oh, he's in trouble. When I saw what happened, I was like, yeah, couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Yes, I'm hating, but I can't help it. On that note, this is Master Ace. Take a look around.
I got something I want y'all to do. Take a look around.
Happiness. together you got the smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Master Ace. Take a look around. If you can't see it, then your glasses are really, really thick. And speaking of thick glasses, we gonna do a study in cause and effect. You know, what is the study in cause and effect? For example, society says black men are dangerous. You know, we're the worst things walking. Thus, when you have a society who thinks black men are dangerous, we are stereotyped. TV shows us in the light. News is slanted toward us in the light. And subsequently, you get on elevators, folks clutch their purse. You're walking by, folks are clutching their purse or moving their belongings to the side. I mean, everything is you know, shocking to them. Like, oh my God, you scared me. So scary. So you have a George Zimmerman and countless others who target and shoot black men. And it's not a big deal because, hey, black life is not valued because we are the bad guy. That is a study in cause and effect and why we have these situations. Example, George Zimmerman has a website for donations. Now, I saw it and I'm like, hold on. The man who shot somebody and killed him has a website for donations because obviously he needs a lot of help because, hey, that's what it is. Think about that for a second. And meanwhile, a woman in Michigan who claimed she was fired for organizing a Trayvon Martin fundraiser, just a middle school teacher who at a charter school had helped the kids who wanted, and I'll say her name, Brooke Harris, and she's an English and journalism teacher at Pontiac Academy for Excellence Middle School. Why she gets in trouble? I guess the students there identified with Trayvon Martin. Majority of them African American, who of course have been stopped because they look suspicious. They felt so deeply that they asked to take action. They wanted to do a fundraiser last month, and the fundraiser involved the students to don hoodies, which of course was what Trayvon wore when he was murdered. Now, the school allows the students to pay $1 to wear street clothes instead of their uniform. So the students participating would each donate their $1 fee to the Martin family. Now, the school principal signed off on the fundraiser, but hater of the year, Superintendent Jacqueline Cassell, said no because of the manner in which they would be wearing the hoods over their heads was too much for her. So, when Harris asked Cassell to meet with the students so they could present their case, Harris, the teacher, was suspended for a couple of days. told she was a bad teacher, and that she was being unprofessional. You know, you're being paid to teach, not to be an activist. So, of course, she tried to defend herself, and it was construed as insubordination, and she's fired. Now, think about that for a second. George Zimmerman, the man who shot and murdered a young man in cold blood, can get donations. That's cool. A teacher who is out there with students who wanted, and this is the students who wanted to show their support, because obviously the school superintendent hater, whatever the hell your name is, because I'm not saying your name no more, because obviously you have no common sense. Just felt like, oh, well, you're an activist. You have these kids thinking. And last time I checked, I thought, ain't that what you want kids to do? You want kids to be activists? You want them to think? You want them to have an opinion? You want them to organize and do something good? This wasn't kids going out and rioting, breaking stuff up in their neighborhood. None of that. This is kids who they knew they were going to be fined by the school. Well, not fined, but that's the school policy. If you wear clothes a certain way, you pay a dollar. And they wanted to donate those dollars to the family. Thoughtfulness. Makes sense to me. Obviously, it doesn't make sense to the people in charge. Now, you see, where's the disconnect? The people in charge who don't deal with people on an everyday basis, who don't give a damn, obviously, about what's right and wrong, and the fact that you have a teacher that has students who actually are thinking and want to be thinking members of society who make sense. That's just bad that they're organized and want to think. She probably had nightmares behind that. Oh my God, the students that think. But that's the world we live in. So, a study in cause and effect shows that the man who does the murdering can get money, and that's cool. The person who was murdered, the family that was murdered, people who care about it and organize peacefully in a thoughtful manner are penalized and criticized. Kind of crazy. Now you think you, and then we say cause and effect. If Zimmerman is arrested, charged, we wouldn't have none of this. Instead, he's not. What happens? You have situations like in Oklahoma, where a 19-year-old Tulsa teen shot three African Americans in a shooting spree. Now, are they related? No, he probably doesn't know George Zimmerman. But I'm gonna take an educated guess, and I could be wrong, that he saw that George Zimmerman killed somebody in cold blood and got away with it. So hey, maybe I can do that too. Now, some people say there's no correlation because, hey, it Tulsa, Florida, Oklahoma, Florida, they're two totally different places. But we all know copycat. Now, of course, he had a situation. Supposedly, his girlfriend had committed suicide, and his father was murdered by an African American. Was just murdered by somebody. But hey, the person that murdered his father is locked up. The people he shot, he didn't know. So that's not retaliation. That's just, hey, if somebody else can kill black folks, I can do it too. Showing that lack of respect for black life. You say that's not part of the cause and effect, I would respectfully argue that's what it is. So now, let's say individuals like myself just decide, hey, we want to shoot back. What happens? You know, because if it's open season on us, if we start shooting back at people we perceive as threats, all of a sudden we're thugs and hooligans. But this is the situation we're dealing with. I mean, you have these individuals who obviously have agendas, and it's played out on this stage so that you can think that, hey, everything is cool when it's not. I mean, we all know that if I go out right now and I shoot an unarmed white teen, I'm going to jail. We could say it's racism, it's not racism, it's class system, whatnot. I'm going to jail. I'm not going to be able to hide out in my house and be locked up and not be locked up and not be charged for just straight up murder. Because there's a regard for the so-called majority life as opposed to the so-called minority life. That's the cause and effect of teaching hate. Or just straight up oppression. Oppressors make the situation where the oppressed are the bad guys and the oppressor is the good guy. So you'll have individuals who think the oppressed are the bad guys, i.e. us. Do you believe that? I don't know. I just say, think about it. It makes sense to me. It makes sense to everybody who's oppressed and are being shot at by oppressors and people who agree with their mutual oppressors. They just don't think they're oppressed. That's what's funny. But hey, who am I to say? I'm just a guy that runs his mouth on the airwaves. So, on that note, I hope that y'all can think a little bit, because I know I am. And I'm out. Nah, I ain't gone yet. But I do thank you for listening. And I hope you really did listen. If not, there's something wrong with your ass. And on that note, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. Big shout out to my girl, 100% Get Better. Big shout out to my number one blogger, my favorite, Chocolate. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth.
drummer. Smooth drummer.